This is KNKX. We're taking some time to understand the controversy surrounding the liquefied natural gas plant under construction in Tacoma. Governor Jay Inslee recently made a surprise announcement that he no longer supports the completion of the facility or of a methanol plant in Kalama. So what happened? To learn more, we turn to Tarika Powell, a researcher with Siteline Institute in Seattle. She spoke with KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
So, Tarika, you wrote a three-part series on fracked fuel and petrochemicals in the Pacific Northwest. This was meant to demystify the natural gas debate. The first part is focused on this idea of natural gas as a so-called bridge fuel. This is the concept that it's not perfect, but a good step toward reducing emissions. You say that's deceptive. Why?
The bridge fuel concept of using natural gas as a bridge between fossil fuels and renewables is deceptive in a number of ways. First being, natural gas is a fossil fuel itself. The second being, the bridge fuel concept was introduced in the 1970s, actually by environmentalists, when we knew a lot less than we know now about the true environmental impacts of natural gas. What we are seeing now is the science is showing that the window to have that several decade bridge has passed already. But the fossil fuel industry is pushing natural gas today as if we have this several decade window where we can transition to this fuel. But the IPCC International Panel on Climate Change is telling us we have about a 12-year window. And so it would be a mistake to make a large-scale infrastructure transition to natural gas based on what we know today about the actual climate impacts.
And to be clear, at the point of combustion, it has fewer emissions than gas or coal does. However, you've pointed out, as have others, that that's not the only emissions that come with natural gas, which is also called methane.
Right. What people generally focus on in climate change greenhouse gases is the big bad, which is carbon dioxide, CO2. Everybody's trying to reduce our CO2. And at the point of combustion, when you burn natural gas compared to when you burn coal or oil, it does produce less CO2. But that is not the full picture. The full picture is that natural gas is methane gas, which is itself a greenhouse gas. It doesn't have to be burned to contribute to climate change. So if it leaks into the atmosphere, and we now know that it is leaking all over the place, then it starts to have climate change impacts long before it reaches the point of combustion. And furthermore, it has dramatically worse impacts than CO2. So compared to carbon dioxide over a 20-year time frame, if you emit a ton of methane versus a ton of CO2, that ton of methane is going to be 87 times more potent at trapping heat in the atmosphere than the CO2.
And this is something that Governor Inslee recognized when he made his surprise announcement earlier this month, stating that, you know, he has decided that the two natural gas developments in our state, in Tacoma and Kalama, are not something that he can continue to back. Let's listen to what he had to say about that.
And the science is increasingly clear. The accelerating threat of climate change and the emerging science on the damaging impacts of natural gas production and distribution mean we must focus our full efforts on developing clean, renewable, and fossil-free energy sources.
Were you surprised by that statement, or did you see it coming?
I was surprised. I did not see it coming. Governor Inslee in the past has been supportive of natural gas infrastructure such as methane terminals. But from his statement, it is clear that over the years, he has looked at the science again and come to the conclusion that based on what we know now, this is not actually a bridge fuel. We need to be focusing our energies on actual green solutions, and that natural gas is a deceptive solution.
When the initial environmental impact statement for the liquefied natural gas plant in Tacoma came out, it didn't initially take the full life cycle of the fuel into account. Then, after much public comment, the Puget Sound Clean Air Agency took over and commissioned a supplementary EIS that does account for this full life cycle, all those leaks you mentioned. But it still doesn't conclude that building the facility would be a mistake. It says there'd be a reduction as long as the natural gas used comes from Canada, which is where PSE currently gets its gas. What do you think of that?
The downside of this particular analysis was that it relies on a fictional scenario, which is that all the gas that is going to feed this facility is coming from Canada, and that in Canada they have much lower rates of methane emissions than here in the United States. Neither of those things is actually true. PSE gets gas supplies from both Canada and the United States. The two regions where their gas supplies come from are very heavily invested in fracking. Now, when gas is put into pipelines that's delivered to customers, you have gas coming from many different wells. It's just being injected into these large transmission systems, and it co-mingles. You can't actually tell what the source of it is, where it actually came from once it gets into the pipelines. Gas is being added to these transmission systems at many different points.
But what is the bridge to our greener future, if not natural gas?
I think that we have a very long fantasy relationship with natural gas, where we have been led to believe that it is a clean fuel. It is the fuel of the future. And that started with the energy crisis in the 1970s.
So what's the next step in your view? Are there key permits outstanding for Tacoma LNG, or what happens next?
If Puget Sound Clean Air Agency, after their supplemental impact analysis, determines that they are not going to issue that permit, then what they say is that Puget Sound Energy has been building at their own risk. At this point, when you get past the permitting stage, then your options are in the courts of law.
Tarika Powell, researcher with the Sightline Institute in Seattle, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
In the next part of our series, Bellamy tours the LNG plant under construction in Tacoma. You can find an in-depth story and photos at our website, knkx.org. Puget Sound Energy and Tote Maritime have been among KNKX's financial supporters. Funders do not have any influence over our news coverage.